After 27 years of covering politics, environmental news, the marijuana industry, and the arts, the Humboldt Independent, a family-owned newspaper, will be printing its final edition tomorrow, August 20th. Joe Kirby, the editor, shares more on what led to this decision and what the community can do to possibly prevent its closure.
The Independent was started up in the late 90s by a group of folks, and I ended up becoming the editor a few years ago. It's a weekly newspaper. We've been a little bit on the ropes lately. We're having difficulty making enough money to pay our bills properly. That's kind of where we are.
Kirby explained that the Independent was initially created to fill the gap left by the closure of another local newspaper in our area.
There was a publication called the Redwood Record that went belly up around 1995. And so some of the people that used to work at the Redwood Record decided to pool their resources and start up a newspaper. That's how it got started. You know, it's had a few various owners and editors and stuff, but basically it started up, I believe it was in 1997. It's been going pretty much ever since then, until pretty recently.
The newspaper has been the only publication solely dedicated to serving Southern Humboldt. And tomorrow will likely mark its final day of printing news for the region.
That's true. That's the way it's looking at this point in time. Yeah, we're just not able to pay our bills properly.
Like other businesses in the community, the shifting economy of cannabis and the impacts of the pandemic have contributed to the newspaper's decision to close.
You know, legalization of marijuana has damaged the local economy. It took a few years for it to really soak in, but a lot of businesses have struggled because of just the economy's not good. You throw in COVID-19 coronavirus on top of that, that didn't help anything. A lot of businesses, you know, there's a lot of businesses that have gone out of business, shut down, and a lot of empty storefronts around Redway and Garville. And it's just kind of a sign of the overall economy, which has kind of trickled down to us as a newspaper.
As a free publication, The Independent relies on advertising to cover the costs of printing, office space, and paying its journalists, like Kelly Lincoln, Ray Oaks, and Daniel Mintz.
Well, that's another thing. We've got a shrinking cast. We used to have, you know, people that sold ads. We had people that built ads, graphic artists and stuff. And over the years, we've had to cut so many corners that, you know, basically it's just me and Ray and a few columnists and a couple of writers. That's about it. Yeah, I don't really quite know what to say, but it was 20 years ago, it was much more of a machine, similar to the North Coast Journal, never quite at their level, but it was a bit more, a team effort, more people, more money, spread it around, get more product. And it's just gradually just gotten smaller and smaller. And yeah, it's just got a little bit unsustainable.
Kirby suggests that creating a membership roster might be a way to save the paper.
Well, we won't turn away any donations. You know, we're willing to work with people to try to figure out something.
However, with many people turning to social media and other internet sources for news, he fears that print journalism might be a thing of the past.
Part of it is that, it's just kind of, I think people are almost kind of over it. I don't know any better way of putting it than that. We've had to cut down on our circulation because the papers just sit there in a pile, you know. Yeah, it's a bummer. I'm sorry it's gotten to this point, and I wish there was an easy way to turn it around. On the other hand, you know, it's been 25-plus years, and we've had a pretty good ride. Sure would like to thank everybody that's ever picked up an Independent or supported us or said, hey, nice article. Much obliged, you know.
If members of the community are interested in supporting The Independent in an effort to save the publication, they can contact Joe Kirby.
Well, you can reach us at the email address. It's in the paper. It's next to the question of the week on page usually 4. And it's a mouthful. It's editor@humboldtindy.com. Our phone number is 707-923-4205.
In his final thoughts, Kirby thanked Southern Humboldt for 27 years of support.
I do hope we've made it plain that we're very appreciative of, we very much appreciate the community we're in and thankful for all the support over the years. Like I said, it's been a pretty good ride. And that's about all I got. We'll be around. Ray will be around. I'll be around. It's just kind of, right now it's looking like maybe it's time for the next chapter.
The final edition of the Humboldt Independent will be available on Southern Humboldt shelves tomorrow, Tuesday, August 20th. KMA News will continue to share updates.